We are up to Simin Tofresh Mem Aleph. We're going back to Hilchas Sukkah, and we'll be doing Tofresh Mem Aleph as well as Tofresh Mem Beis. Tofresh Mem Aleph, Ha'osa Sukkah Bein La'atzmo Bein La'acher, Eino Mevorach Al Asiyasa. Whoever makes a sukkah, whether it be for himself or for someone else, does not make a bracha on the actual building of the sukkah, because the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. Aval Shehechiyanu Ha'yoroi Levorach. However, it's beferish in the Yerushalmi that if someone makes a sukkah, he's supposed to say a shechianu on the building of the sukkah, because this is a mitzvah that is made anew year after year. As opposed to a shofar, for example, you don't have to make your shofar anew every year. Your sukkah, you have to, if you don't build it from scratch, you at least have to be machadish something in it every year. Megillah, you don't have to write a new Megillah every year. So even if you have a sukkah that stands every year and you ended up having to lift something and put it back, lifting up the schach and put it back, that in itself is enough to be mechayev shechianu, because this was a new mitzvah, a mitzvah that comes back year after year, and you've got to do it anew. By the way, this is only within 30 days of sukkahs. Even if you make it l'shem sukkahs, but if it's before 30 days, that's not the zman that Chazal were kaveya for making a bracha. Now this is the Ikar Adin. The Mishtabur is medayik, though, that it says Shechianu Hayoroi Lavarech Kesha'oso Oso La'atzmo, when he makes it for himself. It means if you're building a sukkah for someone else, there's no reason to say a Shechianu. So he wants to know, whenever you do a mitzvah for somebody else, you do make the bracha for him. Why is it that here you couldn't? So he says that if the person would be here, you could say the Shechianu for him. But then again, if he's here, it's ideal that he makes it himself. But if he's not here, the halacha is that you wouldn't have this mitzvah of saying a shechianu. Anyhow, so what did the Machaber tell us? It was hayoroi levarech. The right thing would have been to say a shechianu when you build your sukkah. Ela sha'anu somchim azman sha'anu omrim al hakosh shel kiddush. We are somach on the shechianu that you say in kiddush leil sukkis, that that should not only be for the yontif, for the yom, that should also be for the sukkah. Now the shaila is, what happens if somebody went and made a bracha on the sukkah when he built it? He built his sukkah, he put up a sukkah, and he says shechianu, he says v'shem ha'malchus, shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'azman hazeh, he was makayim the halacha, as it says in the Yerushalmi, comes lil sukkis, now in Kiddush, does he make a bracha or not? Mishtabur brings a machlokas rishonim. So machlokas rishonim, if that shechianu, the shechianu on the sukkah, works also, if it also covers the yontif. He therefore says that it is a suffik brachis, and once the person said a shechianu on the asiyas asukah, he should not say a shechianu on the yom. Now, further in the Ramah, hagav im lo ochal laila rishona besukah aval pishabir zman beveso kishochul besukah tzorich levarach zman. It is clear that if you make a shechianu on the yontif, and at that point you weren't eating in the sukkah, say the first night someone went ahead, he did not have a sukkah, he was an onus, he did not have a sukkah, he made kiddush at home, he says shechianu on the yontif, the second night he gets himself a sukkah. The halacha is that he makes a shechianu on the sukkah then. He wasn't covered by the shechianu of the first night. The imbir of zman b'shas asiyah sagale. But if he made a shechianu when he built the sukkah, and he made a second shechianu at the on the first night for the yontif, there, according to nobody, would he have to make another shechianu because he was yotza the yontif already, he was yotza the sukkah already. The mashmos of the Ramah is that if he made a shechianu before, then he still makes a shechianu on the yontif. And the Mishtabur had told us that it was a machlokas rishonim. The Mishnabura does point out, like what happened with the shechianu in a case of of yontif sheni with regard to the shechianu there. So lamaisa he'll go into it further in Simin Tofresh Mem Gimel with regard to the shechianu that we say in kiddush, because like every other yontif sheni shel golius, two shechianus are made. A shechianu is made on the second night as well. What happens if someone did not make that shechianu? So nevertheless, the halach is that he's got to make a shechianu later. So we'll talk about it. Further, Simin Tofresh Mem Beis, in chol yom rishon shel sukkos lias b'shabbos, omrim ba'arvis bracha achas mein sheva v'chosuma b'shabbos bolvad. If the first night of Sukkot falls on Shabbos, so we say Bracha Achas Mein Sheva like every Friday night, and we do not mention in it Yontif, because this is a special takana just for Shabbos. It was not a takana for Yontif, so you don't say Mekadesh Yisrael or Hakash Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes into the Yotzris that are said, for those who say Yotzer in Davening at Marv as well. So the halacha is that if it falls on Shabbos, you cannot say Yotzris because people are not ruggle in them, and we're afraid that someone is going to go and be mata, change the light setting so that he's going to be able to see better. Therefore, on Yom Tov Sheni, on the second night, the Yotzris of the first night are said. That goes for every single Yom Tov. It means any time the first night of Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, the halacha is that you switch over the Yotzris. You don't say them the first night, and the second night you say the ones of the first. The only exception being if the first night of Pesach falls on Shabbos, the Yotzris of the second night of Pesach discuss Sfiras HaOmer, and there they have to be said dafka on the second night, so that one would not say the first night's Yotzris, only the second one. Bamei Madlikin is not said when Yom Tov is chal on Shabbos. Also in the Nusach HaBracha, the two rights to say Ba'ava Mikra Kodesh, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Minhagim not to say the word Ba'ava.